ओम शांति। वेलकम दीदी टू दिस वंडरफुल सेशन ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ या यू कैन क्लैप। For this wonderful session on trust, you know, we have trust issues, either BKs or otherwise. Because of the lack of trust, there are many problems in our lives. Whether it's trust in the self, trust in Baba, trust in drama, or in the family, right? So how can we trust all the four aspects? And the other thing is, how do we become trustworthy so that others can trust us? Baba can trust us, right? So it's a very, very deep topic. And we have this great yogi, Nirmala Didi, with us to deal with this topic, where she'll be sharing her own experiences and clarifying many of the concepts about trust today. So welcome, Didi.
Om Shanti. Once we have faith in Baba, and when we get help from Baba, because whatever title Baba has the title of protector, liberator, guide, ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, etc. So when we receive those help from Baba, naturally we'll trust Baba. Trust in drama, because we say drama is beneficial. Whatever happened is good, whatever is happening is good, whatever will happen will be better. So when we see that past has been good, though sometimes apparently it may be a little bit difficult or something, but when we see and understand what good had happened because of drama, naturally we trust drama. And it's nice to be observer of the drama and not get affected. Trust in others, juniors, seniors, whatever it is. What happens once we delegate some duty to the junior, and if they do it accurately in time, even if they had to take guidance from us or others, but once we see the result is okay, then we will trust and give them responsibility in future. trust in seniors, because seniors are supposed to guide us, help us, give us love, etc. So when we get those from those seniors, naturally we will trust them and go for advice. Trust in self, that's a little bit difficult. But many times we say, oh, I can't do this job, this is too difficult for me. But then if we take courage and says, I want to do it. And whether we take direction from someone or help from Baba, and when we are able to fulfill that task satisfactorily, we will start trusting ourselves that, yes, I can do. And then next time when such tasks or difficult task comes, we can adopt the same tactic and we are able to do it.
Didi, when we are speaking about trust, what do you think is the difference between faith and trust? There are two words, right? Faith and trust. In Hindi, it's vishwas or nishchay. So what is it, what do you think is the difference between trust and faith?
Trust is something that we bestow in other people.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in Baba, Dharma and knowledge.
Okay.
So faith is higher.
Faith is higher. Okay.
Because unless there is faith, we wouldn't be here following all disciplines which are difficult and impossible for worldly people, which we are able to follow. So it is because of faith in Baba that we follow and Baba helps us.
Didi, can you please share a personal story of an experience of a time when you felt Saka Baba trusted you with a special task? And how did that experience support you in your spiritual journey? Thoda sa mic, thoda awaz pada, donon ka.
Om Shanti. Baba trusted me and gave me responsibility to look after Kandivali Center, the first center. I was gifted by my father. But before that, I had never been in center.
You were taking care of the clinic.
And I got title of center in charge. So that was Baba trusted me. And at the same time, he gave me 2 helpers and 1 mentor. So that's how I carried on my responsibility without any hitches. And then once I had that trust, I could, I thought I am worthy of looking after overseas sectors also. So that was subtle help from Baba.
When you were given that Kandivali center, you started to stay in the center. So that was a lift that Baba gave you. So what was the spiritual upliftment that you experienced? Okay, because of this, this is what like I'm experiencing. Like
naturally, when you are given responsibility, you work for that.
Yes.
Just as if there are 2 Kumaris, one Kumari, both same age, 20-year-old. When that one Kumari gets a baby, because she's mother, she becomes more responsible.
Yes.
So she will be more mature and responsible than the other Kumari.
Yes. So you got that maturity when you started to live at this, in the center and take care of the center. And I think, Didi, throughout your life, Baba trusted you in many times, right? So then you went abroad, Baba sent you abroad and also overseas centers in Mauritius, Africa and all the centers you opened, and then Australia. And the greatest thing that happened in front of us was then Baba asked you to come back here in Gansarovar to take care of Gansarovar when Manohar Dadi left body. And I remember Bab Dada in Diamond Hall put his blessing hands on your head and blessed you and gave. Of course, you have been like, you were in Gansarovar maybe for 1 or 2 months. After that, Baba, you know, really appreciated and gave you lots of blessings. So again, there Baba trusted you.
There has been always.
Yeah.
In Avyakta meeting also,
yes.
Baba was encouraging.
Yeah.
At the same time, Dadis were also helping.
Yes. So Didi has moved initially, you moved to different places, right? First you were in Bombay and then you were asked to go to different countries and then to Australia. And after a few years, again you came back, you were asked to come back here. So whenever you went to different places, what is it that, how were you able to win the trust of the people there? Because it's a challenging thing when you go to a new place. So to win the trust of the people of that place is a challenging thing.
VKs are variety, and in Australia they were very creative, serviceable, honest and independent. So In the beginning, when they were little children, new babies, they were all right to follow all maryadas and disciplines. But after 5-6 years, they say, we came to be Brahma Kumar Kumaris, but we don't come to be Indian. You have molded us in an Indian model. Because sisters were wearing saris, having long hair, plaits, music, Indian, especially traffic control.
Hindi music, yeah.
And offering bhog. So they started saying this is bhakti. Offering bhog is bhakti. We are Australians, so we should be wearing Australian dress, not kurta pajama. Because in the beginning they were so intoxicated, they would go to the shops in kurta pajama. And in museum, the sisters who were explaining were wearing kurta pajama shop in Fitzroy. So Dadi Janki came and she explained, or even Dadi Gulzar's lectures, that we are all Brahman. We have to follow Brahman culture. This is Brahman culture. And you don't need to think you are Australian or from different country. So Dadis came and tried to convince them.
So it was a different, altogether different culture. To mold them, to bring them to the Brahmin culture, that was time consuming. Yeah. And after coming here to Gansarovar, because how many years did you stay in Australia, Didi?
Overseas 30 years.
After 30 years you came back to India. So how was that like?
It is different.
Mm-hmm.
Indians are different. And many of them department in charge for quite a long time, 15, 20 years. So they thought they know more than me. And I usually give them freedom to do whatever they suggest. If I don't agree, I get 4 or 5 brothers and discuss with them and see what's to be done. So gradually they started to trust me, and it hasn't been so difficult.
Didi, you came in contact with many of the Dadis since your in the Bombay days, and then so which Dadi was, you know, like you were very close and trusting, that Dadi trustworthy. So what that deep relationship that you had with that, which dadi?
Nani Nirmal Shanta was the first one to sustain me.
Mm-hmm. In Bombay.
From 2062 to 64. Then Dadi Prakashmani came to Bombay. Mm. So she also sustained for to me. I started center in Mumbai in 66.
Mm-hmm.
So amongst Dadi, they divided the job. So Dadi Ratan Mohini was looking after Ghatkopar, and Dadi Silendra used to look after Kandivali. So every day I used to ring her and give the news, what's happening, what's to be done, etc. And Dadi will come to Kandivali once or twice a month, offer bhog, take class, and mentor me.
Mm-hmm.
Then Dadi Janki, when I went overseas, it was Dadi Janki as well as Dadi Prakashmani, because they used to visit. So whenever there was bit conflict, Dadi's help. Because Sydney, first we bought Wilton Center, Retreat Center. But to me that was fine, but Australians thought it is below standard.
Mm.
So they renovated it, and then they saw Lura in the mountain, and everybody said we should take it. So I took it, but I thought we will get rid of Wilton. Why two centers, retreat centers in one city? But those who have worked in Wilton, they say, no, we don't want to sell it. So then Dadi came, Prakashpani Dadi. She had a meeting with all of them and said, okay, let us have two retreat centers. So that's what Dadis used to come and help in time of need.
Mm. Didi, how to become trustworthy? No, okay, trusting others is a different issue, but so that others can trust us. So what are the qualities that we need to have to become trustworthy, especially to gain trust of our seniors?
To be trustworthy, what one needs is do the job accurately, in time. If you don't know, check with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But do it thoroughly. So when you do it thoroughly, people will trust you. So you become trustworthy.
Okay, doing the job in a right way. And also maybe honesty would help to become trustworthy. The other thing that you were saying before was, you know, having trust in the self, right? We have issues. Sometimes we trust ourselves. in some issues, and in other issues we won't be able to trust ourselves. So to how do we trust ourselves and maintain that self-respect constantly?
What one needs to do is, because Baba's Murli is our homework.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that from Murli, pick up what Baba says is Brahman's speciality. Just as recently he said, you are all spiritual souls.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever Baba says, I should feel it and see my speciality if I don't know.
Mm.
So by seeing my speciality, I will feel I can trust myself. So deepen our self-respect by taking different points every day and introspecting and checking whether I am that or not.
Mm.
So have that faith that I am that and carry on. And carry on.
So having stabilizing in different titles that Baba has given us and reflecting upon our own specialities would bring trust in our own self. Didi, we see in you as someone who has deep self-respect. Only who has self-respect can trust others and be trustworthy. Okay, we will have.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's difficult to trust others. People, might be it's because of our own sanskars or because of our past experiences. If I have been deceived in a relationship and it's deeper, so I will carry that experience and then I'll have trust issues. I won't be able to trust any human being. So, and that's not a good thing, right? So how do we heal ourselves? Right?
How do we clean ourselves?
Heal, yeah. So that we can trust. There's no problem with that person, but because of my issues, past issues, I'm not able to trust people.
Main thing we have to understand, everybody is not the same. Different people are different. So if I am deceived in some relationship, sometimes it has effect on relationship with Baba also.
Yes.
That your boyfriend
or a father or a mother, they had a bad relationship
mother,
with the parent.
Father, somebody has been nasty to you. You will not accept Baba as father. If it is mother, then you will not trust Baba to be mother. So the thing is, main thing we have to say that, at least for Baba we can say, he's not a human being and he is not going to deceive us. He is going to be loyal to us. Similarly, we will have to use discrimination power with human relationship and trust or not trust. Because not everybody is trustworthy, not everybody is going to deceive us. So we will have to use discrimination power.
Didi, now when we speak of trusting the drama, you know, on the basis of your experiences, where you are able to succeed because you trusted the drama. Can you share any of your experiences? You succeeded because you trusted drama.
Drama.
Yeah.
I have been always very much following drama and karma.
Mm-hmm.
So,
drama and karma.
Yeah. So, we had in Australia a group of center vasis who were were against Brahman Maryadas. As I said, they say you are trying to mold us in Indian module. Mm. So a group of them said, we want to share something. And for 1 year, they kept meeting with me, and Charlie were on one side and the rest were on other side. So they will say, why you are having white dress and why you are having long hair and why you are having Indian music and all. So we used to sit silently and hear their complaint and trusted drama, whatever will happen. Because there were some people who were very pro-Brahman system. And they said, we want to play Madhuban music to remind us of Madhuban. Mm. So traffic control, they were playing that. And after 1 year, those who were opposing, they left Gyan.
Oh, okay.
And we continued with the Brahman system. Because I said, whatever I have been taught by my seniors, I am following that. I am not doing anything wrong. Mm. So I didn't take that criticism or blame. And we kept listening silently. So that's how drama, I had trust that whatever will happen will be good.
Mm. There are few online questions. The people who are watching online, they are sending the questions. But if any one of you want to ask any questions to Didi, there's a mic here if you want to come in the front and ask. You're most welcome to ask any questions. Yeah? Meantime, I'll be asking the online questions. Didi, please explain, can you respect someone you do not trust? And can you trust someone that you do not respect? Does trust and respect go hand in hand? Or can we trust the person but not respect? Respect but not trust.
Naturally it will go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you respect somebody, you will trust.
Okay.
And if you trust, then they will have self-respect.
Okay.
They will have self-respect.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So it can't be that I don't trust, but I respect that person. It can't be like that.
It can be. It can be that I respect. Because we have to respect everybody.
Yeah, superficially respecting someone, but from the heart, to respect someone, something is different. That's different, really.
No, I think I will respect.
Okay.
Even if they are not trustworthy.
Okay.
Because Baba says, by, if you want to uplift them, you have to give respect and love. So with that desire that they will be uplifted, I trust them.
You respect them. So it's possible that we respect, not necessarily trust them. So it can that be other way around? We don't respect but trust. Can it be that also?
Yes.
There is trust but no respect. No. When there
with
is
trust, there is
there's
respect.
Respect. There's respect.
But there can be respect without trust.
Yes. Didi, what does Baba mean by saying, when he says, their love becomes incomplete in both directions and has to be added again and again? I didn't understand this question.
I think today's morally that you have love for Baba, but you have love for material things. Or a human being also. And you say we need to take support of this human being.
Yeah.
So taking support from some human being.
Mm.
So the love is breaking and connecting.
Mm. Okay, that way. Okay, so if you have any questions, please come up. Yeah, please. Can you be quick so that we don't waste time? Yeah, please. Those who want to ask questions can come and occupy the front sofa, front seat here, so that it's easy for us to...
If they are in different language...
The
they can bring the translator.
Yeah, they can bring the translator.
Om Shanti. From my experience, it's not possible that if I do not have trust in someone, then the respect is naturally not coming. It's difficult.
Yes.
Even though I want to respect someone.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
And I did ask or discuss with a few others.
Yeah.
Not this time, but in London. And they said, yes, it's very difficult. Even if you want to respect them, it doesn't happen. Even vice versa, otherwise too.
Yeah.
So, I either trust them or I respect them. But it's, both is not possible.
Either you trust or respect. So if you trust, then there is respect also.
If I trust someone, yes, 100% respect. But if I...
don't trust, then you don't...
Then it's
no
naturally,
respect.
Respect is not coming, happening.
Didi, you said, no? Like, if you don't trust, but it's okay, then you respect that soul. But the sister is saying that she can't respect the person that she doesn't trust. So how to deal with this?
It's not respect. I don't want to respect. It's not that. I want to respect. But from my inner heart.
So what's the question?
Pardon?
What is the question?
What you just asked, Didi, that is it possible or not? What I'm saying is, example, I trust you.
Keep the mic closer to me.
Be short. Yeah? If there's what, like, how can we do that? How can we respect the person whom we don't trust? Yeah?
Spiritual love.
Spiritual love.
And benevolent feeling
that
I want to bring benefit to this person.
Sister, listen
so
to the
without
answer.
Love and respect, they wouldn't progress further.
Mm-hmm. So having spiritual love, looking at the soul.
Because as it is, they are not capable of doing good job. So they will not have self-respect.
Yes.
So we have to give them respect so that they try to do something. Because Baba has won all of us by giving love. We were not trustworthy. We went above Pradhan. If Baba hadn't given love, where would we be?
Yeah. He gave love, he gave us self-respect, then he trusted. Yeah, that's true. Any other questions if you want to ask? Didi, there's one question here. Didi, can we trust any directions from our center instruments? Because I trust Baba fully, so whatever they say, I could implement. Is it okay? We trust Baba completely, so can we trust our instruments also? Because Baba has made them the instruments, so whatever they say, we implement it completely.
I think that's right, that Baba's instruments, Baba gives direction through instruments. He gave through Brahma Baba, then through Dadis. Now there are senior instruments in the center only. So you can trust.
Yeah.
But if you have doubt, you can refer to somebody else.
Okay.
That is possible that you may not trust the instrument 100%. Then you can trust somebody who can guide you.
Okay. Sure. Can you take up the mic and ask?
Difficile fidarsi del dramma e come è possibile fidarsi del dramma senza diventare passivi?
So, how can we trust the drama without becoming passive?
Yes. How can we trust the drama without becoming passive?
Drama doesn't say you become passive. Drama says make effort and you'll get the result. So that's karma also. More you do karma, you get the result.
Then we can't say, okay, if it's the drama, then it will happen. Efforts we have to make. Then leave it to drama, whether whatever would happen. Yeah. Okay. Before doing karma, we can't say, oh, if it's in drama, it will happen. Before doing karma, we can't say, oh, we can't say drama, if it's in the drama, that will happen. Yeah. It's only after that we can use the point of drama. If the question is in Hindi, then I'll translate. Baap ka sneha shresht hai, lekin ye sadhan wa vyakti ka aadhar bhi avashyak hai. Baba's love is elevated, But don't we think that the support of human beings is also necessary?
That's a snehi child. The loving child will say, I need support of human being to do worldly task.
Yeah.
So that is first quality soul.
Yeah.
Loving only.
Yeah. So only loving. But also Didi, it's like when we see the family we are happy. Right? So if like we see so many double foreigners, we are happy. You're happy? Yes. So
I was happy with few souls also.
Now we are more happy. So somewhere there is, of course we are not dependent on human beings or any things, but the reflection is there. When we see, when we meet, then happiness is there. So that also is necessary, Naredi. That is also, otherwise we are sannyasis. The family, love of the family is also necessary. Yeah.
Om Shanti. We are having flag hoisting today. So we'll finish.
Okay.
With few minutes meditation.
One last question, Didi. How do we trust that destruction is coming soon?
Don't trust if you don't want to trust. But you have to be ever ready.
Okay.
Ever ready. Whenever it will come. Because like Subhash Bhai, heart attack, no previous sign. So it can happen to anyone, anytime. So you have to be ready.
Thank you, Didi. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you all. Om Shanti.